This morning I was listening to Morning Walk, Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur, 1975. Every morning when I get up and then I do my exercises, since if I don't do them first thing in the morning, then they're never going to get done. And during that time I listen to a lecture or Morning Walk, whatever comes up. And this Morning Walk was an interesting one. It was about Third World War, upcoming World War. And of course that was a real controversial topic. How is it going to happen between Russia and America? The Americans are all ready to fight, Srila Prabhupada says, and emphasizes that probably the greatest suffering would take place in India, because the war would probably begin between Pakistan and India. The Americans would support Pakistan, the Russians, India, and in this way nuclear bombs would fall left, right, and center. And there were two main points that came out in the talk, which I found to be very important, very intriguing. The first one is that the devotees asked for Prabhupada, if there's a war, how should we prepare for it? Prabhupada said, prepare. He said, yes, what should we do? The Prabhupada said, we chant Hare Krishna. The devotee says, so if there's a war, what will we do? Prabhupada said, we'll chant Hare Krishna. So you'll be prepared by chanting now, and then when the war comes, then you'll be ready to chant Hare Krishna. And then sometime later on, Srila Prabhupada also emphasized and confirmed the importance of our farms and our farm projects. He said that when they begin this war, then they'll throw missiles left, right, and center, but the missiles will go on the cities. And Prabhupada pointed out that whenever wars takes place, then those who live in the countryside see very little suffering, at least by comparison. And he said, yes, we should live on our farms, we should prepare by getting our farming communities together. They will be able to feed our devotees, take care of our devotees, and therefore the development of farming communities is such an important and integral aspect of preparing for a future. And of course that's something I've been speaking about recently, and that importance of those farming communities can't be estimated. Prabhupada said this, that even during wartime, when the soldiers come out into the country and they go to a farm, and then the farmers just greet the soldiers, they say, where did the enemy go? I said, oh, they went that way. And then the other soldiers follow off, but they don't bother the farmers because everyone has to eat. Therefore, ultimately, their well-being, whichever side we're talking about, is as much dependent upon the farmers. They're equally dependent on them for food. And then, of course, the argument came up at Srila Prabhupada, the nuclear bombs aren't exactly like the bombs of previous war, where they just sort of blow up that which is in the immediate area, but here they contaminate the air, everything becomes contaminated, and even for hundreds of miles away, people will die. So here came the second point, and Srila Prabhupada said, so die. So you die 20 years earlier, 20 years later, what's the difference? And I found that very informative, very helpful. It's a attitude that I see as pervasive with Srila Prabhupada, even with his own health. Prabhupada didn't make any extraordinary efforts to live any longer. He took some medicine, but he didn't go into hospitals, didn't take any type of treatment. He just figured if Krishna wanted him to live, he would. If Krishna wanted him to go, then he was prepared. And once again, Prabhupada said, our preparation is chanting Hare Krishna, so be prepared. Chant defenselessly, get your Krishna consciousness together, be purified at heart, and then who cares if there's another war, who cares if there's nuclear fallout, and if you have to die, then alright, then you'll die 20 years earlier. Why be in anxiety? You die 20 years earlier, you die 20 years later, what's the result? You go back home, back to Godhead. I've seen devotees, particularly non-devotees, when they're faced with some kind of disease or sickness, cancer, if they don't take some type of treatment, then they'll die within months or at best within a few years. And people generally opt for any type of cure as long as it can extend the duration of the life, even if the quality of that life is greatly, greatly diminished. This idea that let me die now is not really a very popular concept, but Srila Prabhupada here is saying, why get overly concerned? Why get too worked up about whether you die now or later? Be ready to die now if by some reasonable effort you can't extend the quality of your life, if it's the hand of fate that you should leave this world, then as a Vaishnava we're ready to leave. Why should we be in anxiety about it? And there must have been 3-4 times Srila Prabhupada repeated this thing. He ended up the whole talk also. You die now, you die in 20 years. For a devotee, we're practicing Krishna consciousness. What difference does it make? In either case, we're going back to Godhead. So that really helped me address a issue that I think about quite a lot, is what happens when I'm also in such a situation, when I'll have to decide whether, well, do I want to, doctors may offer that you can prolong your life with such and such treatment, do I want to do that, or do I just want to let things take their natural course, leave everything completely in Krishna's hands? Mara Krishna Rake Ke Rake Krishna Mare Ke, if he wants to extend my life, that's up to him, and if not, then 20 years from now or now, what difference does it make, as Srila Prabhupada said? And it's a very important decision, and of course it places a real focus and emphasis on, but you've got to be ready. You've got to be ready right now, at any minute, to leave this body, which means that we need to apply our intelligence, our effort, our time, our strength to being Krishna conscious now, to chanting purely, to being absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna, so that we don't need that extra 20 years to perfect our Krishna consciousness, that we're perfected at the present moment, and that we are ready to face death. Hare Krishna. And it may happen at any moment. It may happen in 20 years. But Prabhupada is emphasizing, don't try to put it off. Don't wait for that 20 years. Be ready right now.